So formally, for a M by M matrix M and a structure, block structure delta, we're going to define mu delta M as the structure single values of this M matrix with respect to this block structure delta as a 1 over minimum perturbation, delta perturbation, such that the determinant of identity minus M delta equals 0. Of course, where delta is taken over the block structure set. In the case where no such delta makes the identity minus M delta singular, we set the structure singular value equal to 0. Now, obviously, there are several special cases follows. For example, if your block structure is just a diagonal matrix, delta identity matrix, then, of course, the structure singular value is just the spectral radius of M. On the other hand, if the delta is unstructured, that is, delta can be taken as any M by M full matrix, then the structure singular value is the largest singular value of M, which is obvious. So obviously we can see that the delta in general could have more structures, more restricted structures than delta identity N or the full block. So obviously we have a bound. That is, the spectral radius of M is the lower bound of the structure single value, and the larger single value is the upper bound of the structure single value.